Welcome to episode 75 of the Genuine Skloho, a.k.a. Scott Howard Podcast. This is an ongoing collection of media, marketing, and personal insights. I'm your host, Scott Howard, and this podcast is available absolutely free on iTunes, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, and a few other podcast platforms, along with my own website, scotthoward.me, and on wowo.com. It's time to introduce myself again for some of you that I've known for a while, or perhaps for the first time if you're unfamiliar with this website and podcast. So today's podcast is titled The History of Skloho. This podcast was launched in early 2017 as a request from a couple of the managers at Federated Media in Fort Wayne, Indiana. They were asked to create a sales and marketing-oriented podcast, and they asked me if I would consider doing it. See, this Skloho thing has been around for quite a while. On the scotthoward.me website are over 1,300 articles that I've written, edited, and published since 2011. And the Genuine Skloho and Media Marketing and Media Marketing Podcast is simply an audio version of most of the articles that I've created since March of 2017. However, the history of Skloho is much longer than that. And before we dig into that history, I want to clear something up about what Skloho is. You see, Skloho began as an email address and grew into an online moniker, identity, nickname, whatever you want to call it. I even registered a marketing company with the Skloho name at one time. Skloho is a made-up word that takes the first two letters of my first name, first two letters of my middle name, and first two letters of my last name and mashes them together. So SC from Scott, LO from Lewis, and HO from Howard, it becomes Skloho, SCLOHO. You can look for me on Twitter, Instagram, and nearly any other social media website that I am on as Skloho. Before launching the scotthoward.me website, by the way, I published over 10,000 articles on the Skloho-branded blogs starting around 2005. So Skloho and Scott Howard, that's me, are basically synonymous. I began working in the media world as a teenager when my high school launched a radio station. After high school, I landed my first full-time job on the air in Marion, Indiana at WBAT, followed by WIOU in Kokomo, WMEE in Fort Wayne, WKSY in Columbia City, WZWZ in Kokomo, and WXIR in Indianapolis. All of these are Indiana radio stations. All of these stations I work for on the air as a disc jockey and radio personality. Then life changed when I turned 26. I crossed over to the advertising side of the radio business. See, I was impressed by the philosophy that the Crawford Broadcasting Company had regarding the relationship between listeners, advertisers, and the radio station itself. I moved my young family to work for WMUZ in Detroit, which was one of a dozen Crawford stations at that time. My job initially was to write and produce advertising campaigns for our radio station advertisers. I loved the challenge and learning that occurred during my first 8 years that I was doing this at WMUZ. While I was there, I also did fill-in work in the afternoon on the air and spent about a year hosting WMUZ's morning show in Detroit. My first venture as an advertising salesperson was also at WMUZ. The philosophy that I learned related to the trust factor that we as people have. You see, WMUZ was and is a commercial Christian radio station that has a special bond with their thousands of weekly listeners. Listeners trust the WMUZ radio personalities. Those personalities often talk about their advertising partners, and so that trust factor is passed along to the businesses that advertise. WMUZ listeners trust that the businesses that advertise on their station are trustworthy. Now, my job was not just to create effective advertising campaigns, but to screen out the bad businesses from the good. I carry this philosophy today as I consider which businesses I want to work with at WoWo Radio in Fort Wayne, Indiana. By the way, in the mid-1990s, we decided to leave Detroit and return back to Indiana. I worked on the radio again in Fort Wayne at WBTU, WFWI, WGL, and WAJI. Then between 1995 and 2003, along with some part-time radio work and voiceover production I was doing, I took a few blue-collar jobs in the printing business, the plastics industry, even automotive manufacturing. 2003, though, was the year that I returned to media and marketing full-time in Fort Wayne when I joined a group of radio stations in the advertising sales side of the business. I spent 8 years rising as high as one could advance at that company before I was lured away to work for a website development company. And later, one of the stops I made was managing the social media for a $50 million internet sales company in the area. I also served on the board of directors for the American Advertising Federation of Fort Wayne chapter for 7 years. I've taught personal branding seminars, guest lectured at a local university, was featured in some national publications, including the Wall Street Journal, have won a few awards, and have had a lot of fun. I've consulted and coached businesses doing newspaper and magazine ads, billboard advertising, social media, and all kinds of internet marketing, along with television and event marketing. More recently, I was featured on an international podcast or broadcaster to share what it takes to be successful in broadcasting. Now, I only share all this with you because I want you to have confidence in the Scott Howard dude, a.k.a. Scott Skloho, that I'm not just here to sell you stuff. I'm here to help. I'm here to teach. I'm here to consult, to advise, to coach, even guide you through the process of marketing you and your business. Human relationship principles are the heart of most successful advertising and marketing efforts, and I can help you employ them with your business, organization, or event. I've learned a lot from a lot of people and continue to learn more and more every week. If you have any marketing or advertising questions or answers, I would love to talk to you. And by the way, there's a rough transcription of this podcast online at the website scotthoward.me. If you want to go back and read or check out any links that I mentioned, you'll find them there, scotthoward.me. I update this podcast every week. However, there may be additional material that I write that doesn't make it into the podcast version, but is on the scotthoward.me website. And even though I'm recording this at the Federated Media Studios in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I work for Wobo Radio, and this is being promoted by my employer, everything that I say or write is strictly my own thoughts and not necessarily the opinions of Federated Media or any of their affiliations and or advertisers. Remember, questions, answers, thoughts of nearly any kind are always welcome. You can find me online at scotthoward.me, on Twitter at Skloho, on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and a few other places online. Just Google Skloho, that's spelled S-C-L-O-H-O, and you'll probably find more of me. You can drop me a note via email too. It's scott@skloho.net.